Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
On Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on voiceofthecaribbean.net or at 10 a.m. on a Monday morning on voiceofthecaribbean.net. And if you do want to listen to a full episode of Love and Inspiration, so that means the interview itself that you may have missed and other interviews, you can go onto Bashani Radio and download the Bashani Radio app. As I mentioned before, I will be joined by Mr. Ricardo Somersole, who is the managing director of Ecotech Solutions on St. Martin. And he's here with me. And the reason why he's on the special segment of Love and Inspiration, which is Health and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr., is because I care about your health. And it's so important, as you know, especially in the time that we're living, to really take good care of your health and take ownership of your wellness. And he's here with us. He was on the show before, and that was such a powerful interview, as you remember, about a few weeks ago. And we talked about his life journey and what he does and how important it is to look after yourself. And now today on the show, he's going to be talking with us briefly, where he's going to help you learn how household cleaning items could be causing you harm and how to prevent it. A wonderful good day to you, Mr. Ricardo Somersole. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing?
Hello, good day, Mr. Cotton. Thank you for having me on your program again.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Definitely a joy to be on your program the last time we spoke.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure to have you. And as I mentioned a while ago to the listeners, you're here for a specific reason. And sometimes we don't really stand still by the fact of we're using our household cleaning items because we want to keep our house clean and we want to make it smell nice. And we don't know that we may be causing ourselves harm. And that's why you're here today to talk to us a little bit about that and how we can prevent it. So the floor is yours, Mr. Ricardo Somersole of Ecotech Solutions on St. Martin. We're listening.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cotton. And a good day to all listeners out there to listen to Mr. Cotton's program, which is a great program, I'm telling you. I've been following you for quite some time, and it's amazing the amount of information you can gather from your program.
I appreciate it.
I think on behalf of myself and everyone, we're thankful for what you're doing and what you're putting out there in the communities and homes, businesses, to make an improvement and better things in the world, actually. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you
first
so much.
Now, to explain to you, the listeners and everyone, about cleaning products, which you're probably known for over the years that your great-grandmother and your mother used, like Clorox and peroxide, and hydrogen peroxide is what I mean, and chlorine, desiccane, all these other products, which is probably good products to use once they're used by themselves. But once mixed with each other, you got totally something else. And I want to talk about that and talk about how these things can cause one of the causes of dementia. And dementia is actually a name that they made up. And it's when there's a loss of memory, of loss of brain cells, and you cannot recall things anymore. But it also comes from Alzheimer's disease. So dementia is what the disease causes, which is the disease is Alzheimer's disease that probably people know about. Now, people may not know it by constantly exposing Clorox and these other cleaning products that most people don't read actually the instructions of in the back of the bottle. They just pour into a bucket of water and start to mop and clean, and it's highly concentrated. Now, these fumes tend to rise up when you're mopping and you're cleaning, and you inhale them constantly. Now, I can say maybe in the first month or two, you know, your body will be recovering, it'll be fighting back and healing brain cells. But as time goes by, and you keep doing this over some years, and you're not aware of this, but even at a young age, you've been exposed to this from your mom's time. And then you become a teenager and you repeat what she taught you to do and how to clean and with what products. So we, if you look at it, we are stuck to basic cleaning products that we go in the store and we buy them, and we believe in them because this is what we know. This is what we've been taught to use. It's been working for years. But have we really done a deep, in-depth study on these products, of the cleaning it does and effects it has to your body? We never done it. We're not doctors. We're not scientists. We're not chemists. So you cannot know. But these things are corrosive products. They're all corrosive compounds that can kill your neurons in your brain. Now, people don't realize the neurons is important because these neurons is there to create that electricity, that communication between brain cells. And once your brain cells is destroyed and died, it becomes less. So that means your memory becomes less. And there are studies that they've done. They take an X-ray scan of the brain of someone with Alzheimer's disease, and you actually can see how the brain is shrinking over time because of the loss of all of these brain cells. It's just like it's a sponge, and the sponge is shrinking because it's losing brain cells, losing its quality. And that's because of, you know, died brain cells from losing, you know, the neurons actually is being killed in the brain. Now, brain cells die off. If no one knows, your brain cells die just like everything else. It dissolves, it's being used, stored in a certain manner, but it die off and new brain cells are being remade. Just like the skin on your body, you got a cut, you get a wound, and your body go back into a healing stage and you get back new cells for the skin, new cells for your nails, your hair grows back, is all renewed, all remade. Now, when these parts are deteriorating, let's say someone has a skin disease and is ill, you will see that the skin is killing off. It does loss of protein, loss of moisture, drying out, cracking up. Cells is not being rejuvenated. That's why that happens. The new layer of skin is not being made. Same thing happens to the brain. It's all cells. It's all small parts that has to be remade and form a whole again. Now, the reason for this is because in the line of business that I am in, doing remediation for mold, fungus, and bacteria, and viruses, and so on, I come across these things because a lot of my customers are quite elderly people that's exposed to mold and fungus. And when they become ill, the doctors do research. And mold is also one of those things that causes dementia and actually destroys brain cells because it kind of messes with the neurons in the brain. Companies that I dealt with that sell products, I looked into and I found that some products I will not use in my company because I'm there to heal and to help the customers that I go to remediate their homes. And I cannot use a product that's going to cause harm, trying to destroy a disease or bacteria with that product. So I cannot remove one thing and by using the other product, still causing harm to my customers. So I made it my business to research and use products that is eco-friendly, not only to my customers, but also to the environment. Now, my aim is not to destroy every particle that is in the home because we also need these small organisms to survive, like mold and fungus. Everything has its place on this earth and its job to do, to create balance. So what we do is just reduce the contamination, but the contamination is not completely eliminated because we need them as well. We need the mold spores to break down wood, to make down a lot of different products and stuff. And using the right kind of products to do this, we not kill and eliminate everything, but it will be able to create a balance in the ecosystem so that everything survives and everything just keeps in a rotating circle, healing and remediating so that everything can live in harmony. Now, not to bash any product out there, because they have their goods, they have their bad, but it is not knowing how much to use is what causes the damage. You see, when you use too much of a certain product and too less of a liquid like water, then it becomes gas-like. It goes in a gas type of state, goes into the air, and can be easily inhaled. So you're not drinking it, and you think, hey, I'm okay because I haven't drank it, I haven't put it in my body. But by it evaporating in the air, you might as well drink it as well over a period of time, because you're inhaling it still in your body, get into your lungs, in your bloodstream, and into your brains. So people don't use masks really anymore. They don't use gloves. And that is a problem. This is a problem. That's why you have to bring in a specialized company to do these type of jobs. I think they should put it more on cleaning products, that you should wear a mask, a proper mask, to actually protect yourself from certain gases and fumes while you're cleaning. People actually died from cleaning their bathroom with Clorox because they didn't have the windows open. The concentration got too high. They passed out. And by passing out, they got their oxygen got cut off to the brain, causing them to pass away and die. Wow. Which is a shame.
That's powerful.
To die while trying to clean your home.
Hmm.
So these things are specific. Your windows should supposed to be open. It should be properly ventilated when you're cleaning. The type of products should be very well researched and read. Instructions should be followed when using a product. As simple as Clorox may be and other products like it, it is a corrosive product. And anything corrosive deteriorates, destroys, and removes. This you must know. So brain cells and so on are either causing someone that is allergic to the product to even pass out more easily than someone else. It's very important to do your research. I like to encourage people to read instructions. Follow the instructions. If you're not a chemist and you cannot like evaluate how much product you have to use for water, please find out about it. I knew a few people that actually got dementia because they always mix products. One was a lady that I knew very well. It was like my second mom. And if you're not sure if someone had dementia or not, you'll realize it's not just like forgetting your keys or misplacing something and you don't know where it was. It's totally different. The signs, you can see the signs. And the signs are forgetting people's names that is close to them, their children's names, cannot find a way home. There's a lot of different things that can show you, because they start to lose words and the names of words when dementia starts to kick in. So don't try to hide it. Some people try to cover up. They don't want their father, the mother to feel embarrassed, and they try to go along with it. Get to a doctor as soon as possible with them. I know they might have some pride. They're like, nothing wrong with me. Don't tell them exactly what it is. Just tell them, hey, you should take a checkup for the flu or whatever, but you let the doctor know. You need to check for a little more, because this is what we've seen. This is what's going on. They might not want to accept it, but at least you got them to a professional to do a better diagnostic on their body and see what's wrong with them.
It's so important that you said that, Ricardo. Definitely, because yes. It is so true that we do our cleaning, and sometimes we're not really aware of what the effects are of the cleaning products that we're utilizing. And I know mm-hmm. that, you know, when we spoke, you also mentioned, for instance, the flit, you know, when we use the bug spray.
Yeah.
Sometimes a person would spray the house and, as you stated, will stay inside rather than going out. And that's very dangerous. So
very dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listening to what you're
and
saying.
In the Caribbean. In the Caribbean, you find it a lot. You see people, big cans of spray, and they'll flip every room in that home and sit and watch TV like it's nothing. Because they become accustomed to the smell over the years.
Right.
They can actually take it. They should be running for their life when smelling this product, but I don't know how, but they get immune to it. They can handle it, but it's causing damage at the same time. You need to flit your home because it is pest control what you're doing
right.
to your home.
Mm.
There's no way that these chemicals is healthy for you, but kills mosquitoes, flies, and all of these things.
Yeah.
And cockroaches and so on. If it can kill them, plus they're smaller. So you're thinking, oh, the smaller the spray that I have can kill them because they're small and it cannot harm me because I'm bigger. But it is the concentration, like what I said.
Mm.
The more you right. flit, is the more exposure you get. So the damage increases.
Definitely.
Maybe once or twice, nothing don't harm you. But this is something that is being repeated daily in the Caribbean because we always have mosquitoes.
Mm.
Every day mosquitoes come in your home. So every day you flit. And every day you're being exposed to the chemical. And this is what people need to realize.
It's so good that you're saying this, Ricardo, because as usual, the listeners are corresponding with me here, listening to the show, and I just received a message from a listener who stated that just Friday, they almost killed themselves by mixing some liquids to clean, and they stated, thank God that they're feeling much better today. So they are very thankful for what you're sharing right now on Health Inspiration, this very important segment of Love and Inspiration. So it is really reaching the masses, including this listener who just sent this message to you, to us here on the show of how important it is. And that's why I appreciate the fact that you are on the segment of Health and Inspiration here on Love and Inspiration. And of course, persons could always look out for hearing from you on the show on a regular basis. So they'll be able to hear from you again next month. Because of the fact you're located on St. Martin, what would you say is what are your contact details for listeners right now who would like to connect with you? And I know for sure there are listeners who are, you know, tuned in overseas. So if you can give your number and email address that persons could connect with you at Ecotech Solutions.
Yes, you can find us on Union Road, 137 in Cold Bay. And our number, telephone number, is 1-721-587-1832. That is 1-721-587-1832. Our email address is info@ecotechsolutionsbv.com. But we can also be found on Facebook. Should you visit our Facebook page, you just need to type in Ecotech Solutions BV and you will see our page pop up.
Yes.
And there's all the information that you can find there.
I appreciate you sharing that with us, Ricardo. Another message came in where a listener stated, wow, I'm always using Clorox. So you are on the show at the right time for those listening around the world to Love and Inspiration here on Health Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. And I think it's so very important once again for us to close with you sharing your contact details so persons can send you a WhatsApp message on the number, or if they don't have WhatsApp, they can send you an email. And if they're on St. Martin's schedule for you to come over to their home, do an assessment. As you said, you also do, you know, assessment for mold, etc. And who knows, persons listening on the overseas could connect with you. So go ahead with your number once again and email address as we round off with this very important section of Health Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
Yes, our telephone number is 1-721-587-1832. And our email is info@ecotechsolutionsbv.com. So listeners, be aware. Don't mix foreign or products that you're not aware of. Please read the instructions. I'm not saying that these products are bad for you not good for doing the cleaning, but in combination with other products in high concentrations will harm your health, and your health is important.
Thank you for sharing
that. Thank you, Mr. Cotton.
You're more than welcome. And very important, as you stated, wearing of a mask, right, if you're doing such cleaning or gloves, right? Correct?
That's right. That's right. Wear a mask, wear gloves. The chemicals do go through your skin. People must know this. Your skin is like a sponge. It absorbs chemicals. It absorbs and it takes it in. So it can also get into your blood and everything through your pores. Your pores are open. So be aware of this. Wear gloves and protect your body. It's the only one you have.
So as you're saying that, Ricardo, would it be then correct to say once you finish doing your cleaning, that it's good to go and take a shower? Or what would you say? Yeah?
Yes, wash your hands. Don't leave the chemicals on your body and your hands. Take a shower will be always good. Get it off you. Remember, the fumes get in the air. It gets on your skin. Now, human beings are quite strong beings, you know. We can recover from a lot of things. But constant exposure, that is the killer. That is the killer. Constant exposure to the same thing over and over. Anything that is being repeated over and over will get to you at some point. Your brain cells, they get harmed after some while. And yeah, your defense is down. So be careful. If you're starting to forget, if you're starting to get things, one of the things to look at is the products you're using. What products am I using constantly that can affect me? Food for thought.
Thank you so much, Ricardo Somersault from Ecotech Solutions here on St. Martin. You've gotten hold of his contact details. Feel free to connect with him, schedule an appointment. And of course, by doing that, you are making sure that you keep yourself healthy and the persons that you love also healthy. Because remember, loving yourself starts by loving your health. Thank you, Ricardo, for being on the show today. God bless you. Have yourself a wonderful day further.
Thank you, Mr. Cotton. God bless you too and all the listeners out there.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. That was the Health and Inspiration segment here on the show. I spoke to Mr. Ricardo Somersault, who is the Managing Director of Ecotech Solutions in Cole Bay on St. Martin. You just received his contact details, and I'll share that with you again during the show. That if you do need to set an appointment for him and his crew to come and do assessment at your home or for someone that you know is elderly as such, because you really care about their health and your health.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.